Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So my wife and I ordered a new mattress, and I spent a lot of money on this mattress. And it got to us, and I was okay with it, but my wife couldn't stand it. So much so that she slept on it one night. She had back pain, which she said she'd never gotten before in any mattress she's ever slept in, and just simply refused to sleep on it again. And fortunately, we held on to our old mattress just in case, and it was a good thing that we did, because I'm not sure I'd have such a happy wife right now if I hadn't done that. So it's been interesting, and then, you know, once we went through, I called the mattress company back, and they said, oh, you have to keep this thing for 30 days. And I explained to them that, you know, my wife was miserable, and there's a 0.0% chance that we're going to keep this thing long term. And they still said, you have to keep it for 30 days before we can process for the return. So then I went through and waited the 30 days, and I called back, and they said, okay, but it's going to cost you, I think it was about $400 or $500, somewhere between $400 and $500 to make this thing go away, because we charge you to come and pick it up again. And so I agreed to it based on the price of the mattress. But then I woke up that night and I thought, you know what? This is not the right thing to do. Right? This is a big national company with tremendous resources. They shouldn't, you know, you want to talk about leaving a bad taste in somebody's mouth. You know, on the way out, if I get hit for $450 over this mattress and I got nothing out of it, I'm very unhappy over the whole thing. So I decided, you know what, and so that this whole concept of doing the right thing, and I thought, you know what, maybe I'll use that for my podcast topic, and I'll talk about it. And I thought, you know what, before I do it and before I blast this company, maybe a better idea would be to just pick up the phone and call them. So I did, and that's what I did yesterday. I picked up the phone, I called them, and we had a discussion about, or I should say, I talked to a supervisor, and I explained my story, and I said, and I told her I was very upset over this whole thing, and you know, we bought the mattress in good faith, we spent a lot of money on the mattress, and we didn't like it, and the cost of doing business is you coming and picking this thing up and making it go away. And I know, you know, when I look at the contract that I signed, I understand that I agreed to this charge. But I'm still very unhappy. And at the end of the day, that unhappiness is going to lead to me telling a lot of people about them and a lot of people in their demographic that would potentially be customers of theirs, right, would hear about this. And to their credit, the woman I spoke to was very kind, listened to my story, and said, you know what, we'll take care of it. And now I have a very different taste in my mouth. So with this whole company, and the end of the day, you know, I would think something like a mattress is, you know, there's no one mattress that's perfect for everyone. And there's always challenges around these things. But the fact that they agreed to take it back and waive their policy for me puts a good taste in my mouth. And now, you know, I'm not going to go around and tell a bunch of people about this company. And just as a matter of fact, I'm doing just the opposite right now. And so what we know is when customers have a bad experience, there's a 91% chance that they won't do business with the company again. And the other thing we know is that dissatisfied people, and this is according to the Department of Consumer Affairs, they said dissatisfied people will tell between 9 and 15 others about their experience, you know, while satisfied people may tell 2 or 3. So when you look at those stats, you realize there's a huge potential downside to dissatisfaction for customers. I just think about myself. If I ate in a restaurant, I was in New York this week. I ate in a restaurant. The food wasn't good. I told them the food wasn't good. They didn't actually do anything to correct it. And so long and short of it, I'm never going back to the restaurant again. And I think for most of us, that's the way we are. We have a bad experience. Why? You know, it's one thing if it's the phone company and it's a big challenge to move or you don't have another option, but you know, it's another thing if it's something that has substitutes, right? And easy substitutes. So this idea of making sure that people are happy and doing the right thing in business can really filter down to the bottom line. And you know, it's just common sense. But you know, if you're managing people, one of the things that I think is important is giving those people the flexibility to make decisions on their own on behalf of clients or customers that may be calling in for certain issues. And if you don't provide them any flexibility, it's very black and white, and very few situations are black and white, right? There's always a gray area and something that we need to take a step back and evaluate and figure out the right course of action. But if it's very black and white, it's just people get upset with it, and they do, and they should, right? If you how often you think about the rules and people following rules and just instituting rules and companies that have very strict and hard fast rules around things. Those are not places that you really want to do business. And in most cases, they're places that you have to do business. And I think about like state run things like, driver's license bureaus and things like that. That's where they have these very black and white decisions and their rules are in place. And, there's no way around any of these rules and there's no exceptions to any of the rules. It's just very black and white. Again, people just get upset. But in the case of, you're going to get your driver's license, you really only have one option. You go to the place that's near you, or maybe there's another place, but they probably have the same rules. So this whole concept of keeping people happy, especially in a day and age where things are rated online and you can go pull up a review on people. And one bad review can damage the reputation of your firm. And so it's as much sometimes as we hate to make exceptions and we hate to bend over backwards for what can sometimes be difficult people, it's so important to make sure that people are satisfied. And really what it comes down to is doing the right thing, right? Do the right thing for people in business, and that will come back and pay tremendous dividends for you down the road. It's that simple. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, I want you to look at if you're in a position of management or authority within your organization that you either own or work for, think about the flexibility that you're giving people to make decisions based on customer needs and complaints. And figure out if there's a way to be a little bit more flexible, to give people a little bit more autonomy, and to figure out a way to meet people where they are so that they don't come away dissatisfied.